one. It's a special Pod Gamer iPhone and iPad podcast.
On the road.
On the road.
Podcast on the road.
I need to find a tune or a sound of a train. On the road again. Yeah, we're at the, we're just at the closing bits of the Mobile Games Forum in London. We're in a very nice, swanky hotel in Knightsbridge. Unfortunately, we didn't stay here. We're just only here for the presentations.
Dinner was very nice.
Dinner was very nice.
Twice. And breakfast.
Your breakfast? Oh, I wasn't here for breakfast.
Well, can you tell us the story of why you weren't here for breakfast, though?
No, I'd rather not. Okay.
Twice.
Yes, all right. With me is John Jordan, the editor of PocketGamer.biz, an all-round nice guy.
It's been a long 2 days.
We're very tired. We're recording this on the on a phone, not the iPhone. I won't say the brand.
What phone is it, Will? Come on.
I'm not going to say the phone.
It's a Nokia.
And so that's why the sound quality might not be that great. Well, hopefully it is. Hopefully it'll be all right. Okay, so yes, we're gonna give a brief rundown of the events over the last 2 days. One of our interview subjects has gone off. I might edit that bit out. But yeah, we're gonna do a summary of the events of the past 2 days, and basically tell you what the developers and what publishers and what the networks and everything we've been talking about, really. Obviously, we can't say much about the drunken things we were told, like how much someone loves us. But official things and other bits of snippets of news, of course, we will. Anyway, that means there's no what we've been playing to us. It's like a 30-hour train drive away from here, train ride. So, yeah.
We can't make it to the...
We can't make it to what we've been playing for. All the rumour
mines.
Seems like a flight. So, yeah, if you're expecting those two features, sorry. However, we do have a special bonus at the end of this podcast, so do hang on.
Oh, yes. We have a particularly special guest.
We've got quite a few special guests.
There's one that you're particularly excited about.
I managed to keep my cool from right after I turned off the microphone, though, so you won't hear me go suddenly... you're one of my heroes. Like a demented cat. Anyway, yes, so the 8th annual Mobile Games Forum Awards. Well, awards, I just added awards. There were no awards. John, as you were here for the morning, for the first day, do you want to give a brief summary of the main theme? Oh, actually, we could say the main theme.
Yeah, the main theme.
Premium. There you go. I know.
Kind of. I mean, premium, social was quite a big... Monetization.
There's a lot of monetization being spoken about.
I hate that word. Well, conferences are about kind of words, aren't they? It's kind of like catchphrases that you kind of pick up.
How do we monetize the consumer base that we...
We're the whales.
Should we explain what a whale is, or do you think?
Maybe we can wait till we get to that bit.
All right, okay, fair enough.
Well, it was kind of, I don't know whether our listeners don't really go to many conferences like that, because it's kind of interesting, can't they? But, they're kind of about 100 people maybe sitting in a room, and there's kind of a combination of kind of keynote talks, and kind of one person from the company giving a presentation, and this year there was quite a lot of panel talks. There was probably, looking at probably about 10 panel talks. There was anything between kind of 4 and 7 people, quite informal really, kind of there being asked questions from the floor or kind of talking on kind of specific subjects. So you get kind of a good overview of kind of what everyone's thinking, talk to people. And it's a good keynote. So the first one was about the size of the European mobile phone market, which was 57 million mobile gamers, they reckon, in their clever way of counting these things, which is
funny. Was that Comscore?
That was Comscore, survey company. And they reckon that was up, the growth was 51%.
I know that they said that most strategy game players are women.
Did they? I didn't.
They had a big graph of that.
Right. Yeah.
It kind of depends
what games you put in the strategy. Tetris, puzzle strategy, or puzzle. But there's some kind of interesting kind of bits of data. I think the average. I think 56% of iPhone owners played games, 54% of Android owners playing games. Obviously, the most mobile gamers, so there's 57 million European mobile gamers, probably still most of them are using kind of what we call feature phones. So they're using kind of Java games, they're using the traditional kind of Nokia. Rather than touchscreen games. So, but I guess a good thing, they always like start, it comes off with good news for developers, and the good news is it's kind of growing.
Mm.
I'm not sure the revenue is growing 51%, but.
Growing. Generally the mood seems fairly positive. I mean, from what I gather from the press piece.
Oh no, we had a. I don't know if he counts as a famous person. He's kind of I didn't introduce him to you, Will, so I'm sure you're very sure about it. There was the 10 billionth app man within the room. So that's Ollie Christie from Neon Play, who are a UK developer, and it was their game Paper Glider that was the 10 billionth app to be downloaded from the App Store. And he got a round of applause. He showed me his phone. He had like a text message from someone at Apple saying, "Can you call me, please?" And he said he was putting his daughter to bed at 7 o'clock. So he was like doing other things. I think he's going to be thinking about ways of how he can put out an app or use the fact he was the 10 million. But he was quite interesting. He was talking about it. He said, "I wonder if they." If it had been a fart app, would Apple have promoted it, or would they have kind of like moved up the line?
Was people, you know, the numbers were moving up so fast that
No one would notice.
Steve Jobs could just press the magic button, which moves it up one.
Exactly. Kind of tick the computer, the old nudge. So it's good to see. Over the 2 days, there's been a very good section of developers. So we've had Igor Pesenjara. If I've probably got that wrong. How would you pronounce that? You're good at it.
Igor Pusinja.
He's of Croatian origin, I think.
He's co-founder of Lemus.
Lemus guy. The fact that I can't pronounce surnames. Who was the him and his brother made the Doodle Jump. So he was good. He was on a couple of panels, and there was Simon Oliver, who from Hand Circus, who did the game Rolando.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
So he was around. He's around yesterday. We had Matthew Wiggins from Wonderland, who did the Godfinger game.
Oh yeah, I reckon.
He's a very very argumentative, or not argumentative, very forceful person in his views, particularly on freemium.
Passionate.
Yes. I think that we can go to passionate. Let's have a think. There's a lot of other industry people. I mean, like Christoph from Handy Games.
Christoph's good.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like a CEO.
He's very Germanic, is he? How would you describe? He's almost like a Viking, isn't he?
He is a bit Viking. Yeah. He's got a very long beard.
He's quite forceful as well. Quite forceful, isn't he?
The longest part.
So lots of nice people to chat to and talk about where mobile games are going. And there was a...
Freemium.
Because a lot of people who listen to podcasts aren't really keen on freemium.
Yeah,
we're not really keen on freemium, but we are. We're Gum Brothers buddies. So we kind of like that one. We're not Farmville.
For life.
Although I know she haven't played very much.
No, neither have I.
No, I have. I played this week.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't level up. I didn't quite get around to leveling up. But you're becoming less useful to me now because you haven't looked it up. So that brings us back to the freemium and sociability. There are two things that drive it.
Basically, you're saying that our relationship is at an end because I didn't play your freemium game.
It could be shit. You're not giving me any XP. Where's the love? I'm still using your character. You're not even playing the game to realize I'm giving you XP.
Yeah, my character's taking your XP and just like not even giving anything back.
You're an XP black hole. that's Anyway, so what we have learned though is freemium games only work because there's a social reason for us to come back and play them. So maybe if we, obviously we know that for Farmville because it's not our game, but generally stereotyping middle-aged women play it on Facebook because they can see that their other middle-aged lady friends, or perhaps daughters, we don't, or sons.
Apparently, I play strategy games, so I am a middle-aged woman.
So anyway, the reason that they play that game is not because it's a great game. They may well very enjoy it, but the reason they play it is obviously that they're looking to see what is going on. Their friends are asking for requests. So even though we hope people are going to make more interesting games than Farmville, as if we've seen Gum Brothers, we have to have sociability in freemium to get it to work. Mm. Should we do the whales thing? Do you want to explain what a whale is?
I didn't know what a whale was before, but apparently it's not a mammal, an aquatic beast known for killing adventurers.
The evil whale stories.
Yeah, the whale stories I've heard. Do you think it's maybe different?
Anyway.
Yeah, a whale apparently is a someone who spends a lot of money on a in-app purchases, like the really expensive in-app purchases. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah.
So like £50 ones or $50 in like Smurfberries, stuff like that. That's a whale. Apparently they're golden. Well, they're not golden. But
they're hunted
mercilessly by developers.
You can take that metaphor. Keep going. Will the whales turn like Moby Dick and attack
that's the thing. Basically, it's a term meaning like your the golden egg. The goose that lays the golden egg.
Well, they're
just mixing up metaphors.
You can hardly talk, but you know, it's really kind of interesting philosophical point that I came up with, but a question that happens in my head, which is whether whales are born or are they created? Which is, I mean, it's not.
Is the atmosphere the thing that makes them pay that money?
If they weren't playing games, would they just be?
Because it's originally a gambling term, so we're told from Las Vegas, so they're the people who just spend all their money kind of gambling. So you know, is it an addictive personality, or if you played more premium games, would you slowly, furtively spend your first dollar and then hate yourself and stop playing that game? But then the next time you play a premium game, it'd be $10. I mean, could you be created into a whale? Because there's one issue that. A lot of developers
are very disturbing image.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. Hold that. Is that a lot of developers are making premium games, and so there's a kind of a not necessarily concern, but a. Oh, yes. Sorry.
Can we leave that in?
Yeah, I'm going to keep this in.
Do you have any views on mobile gaming?
No.
Yeah, I think. Thank you very much. Oh, so there's a concern about, not concern, but there's a, people are interested to know if there's a fixed amount of whales. So, are they good? Well, as there are a fixed amount in the sea, you can't turn a dolphin into a whale unless you're a really evil genius with a big x-ray machine, I guess. You're looking confused. Have I taken that metaphor too far?
X-ray machine.
Okay. Let me go back to games. Are there, say, a million people who will spend $50 a month on within app purchases? Or can the more freemium games players are out there, maybe 10% of people play freemium, no, maybe 2% of people who play freemium games are whales. So that would be more helpful. We hold it there.
You're right, Sam. All right, you can edit.
Are you people watching us now?
Yeah, we've got an audience here now.
They're pointing.
Yeah.
They'll be throwing small sticks at us soon.
Well, mainly at me, but...
Yeah. Don't
really understand why I'm
hiding under the table.
So what other major themes emerged, do you think, from this?
Well, the last talk was called The Future of Mobile Gaming, and that was kind of... I mean, kind of blue sky, I guess. I mean, so it's kind of people's opinions, really. But it was a kind of
interesting, I guess, discussion, debate, maybe, from Fish Labs, the Michael Schlard at Fish Labs.
Creators of Galaxy Empire 2.
Yeah. And Xavier Costa from Digital Legends, who's a Spanish developer who worked on Bruce Lee. Yeah.
And Battlefield.
Yeah, Battlefield 3.8, that's correct, yeah. And so there's kind of like an idea about, kind of Michael was saying, while the mobile, you know, industry is growing, there's more Android phones being sold, blah, 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 which is good. You know, he's a bit worried about the premium games, because he makes very expensive, you know, $10 high-end 3D games. So he's a little bit worried that might take his market, probably won't, different people play his kind of games, probably. Then he's more worried that someone like Activision might come in, you know, the big console guys. Because they haven't really got involved in mobile before, and they can spend like if they wanted to spend $5 million, you know, I guess it's that kind of, you know, we've seen a little bit with Epic and Infinity Blade. So he's kind of worried by that, whereas Xavier was kind of saying, well, actually mobile guys are in a much stronger position, because what's happening is the console games are much too much expensive. The risk of making a console game and it failing will basically kill your company. So the console guys just don't really get mobile, because it's, the graphics might be the same, but it's not the graphics that make the game. You know, as we may have bored you with earlier in the podcast, it's things like sociability and business models and things like that. Whereas the console guys, okay, they basically rely on a retail sale thing, or they can do a bit of, you know, XBLA, or, you know, kind of, you know, DLC mission packs, but they tend to be quite large purchases. Yeah, they're not really doing microtransactions in the way that, say, the online gaming kind of premium guys are. So there's a, you know, I guess there's no conclusion. We'll, you know, it'll take 10 years. We'll kind of see how this thing progresses. But
no doubt there'll be a similar sort of last presentation next year.
Oh no, I'm sure.
Everyone will be saying stuff like, oh, if only, damn it, the premium collapsed in
2020. No, but I mean, absolutely. It absolutely could. I mean, freemium on Facebook is a completely different kind of just model, because obviously everyone, if you've got Facebook, then you can play any game on Facebook, but with mobile, you're still, you've got some of these games are only on iPhone. There's very few of these freemium games that are on even iPhone and Android. I don't think there's any that are on everything. I mean, there's nothing on Windows Phone 7, is there? No freemium games on there. Trying to do free games.
No,
apparently. So in another parlance of what we've learned today, there's a social graph is broken on mobile for social games.
Yeah.
I might want to play Farmville on mobile with you, but you might have
an aversion to Farmville.
Well, no, I think we've gathered that.
What are you trying to do?
You might have an old phone.
Oh, okay.
You might hate Farmville so much that you won't buy an iPhone because it'll run Farmville when you hate Farmville.
That's true. I won't buy an iPhone because it's runs Farmville.
Well, you've pretty much had every other type of phone this year, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've got a barter phone, you've got a
Windows 7.
You've got a Nokia.
Symbian 3.
So here we go.
Yeah.
Not an iPhone.
I've got an iPad and iPod Touch. So I'm still allowed on this podcast.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Well, that's...
But actually, so the same thing was I will. It's the first time you've come to this particular event. What was your kind of a take home, as they say?
Probably leave earlier. From the bar, so I don't get back to Cambridge and get back to the house around 3.
Get up earlier.
Maybe
just don't leave. Maybe you could have just like...
To be fair, I might not have had to, because I only slept for like 2 or 3 hours last night, so I'm very tired.
You could have just hidden somewhere in the corridor in the hotel.
Yeah. In the laundry chute.
Oh,
yeah, it was interesting. It was very business, as you'd expect. There's lots of monetization, which I don't like. But, it was quite an interesting insight. And it's always good to meet developers as well, rather than just going through PR all the time.
They're quite friendly, aren't they, developers?
Yeah, they're a strange bunch,
aren't they? Do you think it's about journalists? They're like, going, oh, we met those Pocket Gamer guys.
Yeah.
It's not what I imagine. They're a bit odd, aren't they?
Yeah, they're
talking
weird.
To them again.
How is he able to stay sober when I was... I blew my cover, though, during the thing when I started completely forgetting David's name. But constantly, I just kept pointing at him going, him. I was doing so well, and he realised, hang on a moment, he's actually quite drunk, so I shouldn't be quite fearful. Anyway, I'll edit that bit up.
You leave those bits in me, so I'm going to edit it out. It's like a joke, so...
No, not always.
All
I
right.
have done it a few
okay,
times. Okay, but now you're going to encourage me to leave it in.
Okay.
Anyway, that's been the extra special Pocket Gamer podcast. Remember, the podcast competition itself ends today. So if you haven't sent your vision, because we've heard about the vision for the future, but what's your vision? We want to know from the people who buy and play the games. So if you could send in your answer for what you think is going to happen in 2011, what you're most looking forward to, then can you send it to the email address, podcast competition, all one word, at pocketgamer.co.uk. That's podcast competition at pocketgamer.co.uk. This is the last day, so wow, Monday. If your entry comes in on Monday, then we won't accept it. But, so this weekend. So I'm lying, this isn't the last day, because we won't be in tomorrow, so it doesn't matter. So if you send it over the weekend, that's fine.
You're going to edit that bit out?
No, I'm not going to edit that bit out. I'm just going to leave myself looking inept. Everyone will love it. Anyway, enough about me being an idiot. We have got a special, extra special treat, because last night, as I probably mentioned if I haven't edited it out, we were talking to quite a few developers, publishers around a bar, which usually means we can get interesting replies from people. Only we got some interesting replies with a microphone stuck in their faces. So I hope you enjoy this montage of clips. Not that greatly recorded because there's a lot of background noise, but I hope you can deal with that. Of some of the leading lights in mobile games, talking about what they think is going to be the next big thing from, or and what they most took away from the conference. So from me and John, though, thanks very much for listening, and we'll be back with a normal podcast next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Roger Davis, Connect the Media. Very interesting to see a lot of new developers in the audience, contributing in the questions and on the panels and so on. Definitely more upbeat than what it was last year, where it was a bit like stuck a name from the old coffin somewhere. But
yeah,
the new breed of people who come along and added more energy to the.
My name is John and I work at Pocket Gamer.
Yes.
My name is Oliver Breitfeld and I work at a company called Arvato Mobile. There wasn't anyone having a real business unit focused on the emerging market, so no one with an office, no one really knowing a lot about it.
Yeah,
it was okay, but it wasn't the best panel to hear.
Okay.
I'm John here, my company's Tau Studios. I think that we need to somehow jump over the bridge of going from the concept of some people thinking you pay £30 per game, which is a heritage of the old game industry. Some people thinking you get it for free, which is the internet-based downloadable go where every game is free mentality. Somehow converging on some big point. I think in the meantime, we have to use clever ways monetizing games. I think, you know, we've made mistakes last year doing free games in the wrong way, experimenting in the wrong way. If you don't experiment, you're not going to find the right way, which is a problem. But I think that you need to be giving away not very much in your free games. And you need to be valuing your paid games as you want. And I think the key to the whole process is, if a free user doesn't buy your game in the first 5 minutes of play, they're never going to pay money for your game. That is the key takeaway point I would give. Whatever model you use, that's what you must remember. If you haven't hooked in the first 5 minutes, they're not going to buy it.
What about if it was more of a slow burner sort of genre game, like a sort of RPG or?
I don't think that's going to work. Honestly, you know, the dream from us games developers and publishers who want to believe that we are gods is that we can hook people in so badly into our addictive crack cocaine-like games that they're going to be desperate to come back for more. The problem with Grid, there's 250,000 other crack cocaine-like games that are going to cost them nothing. They'd rather go and get their crack from someone else. So we've got to stop thinking we have this power, start to realise it's like attraction. We need to have a quick attraction. If it doesn't work, it's never going to work. And if it does work, within the first 5 minutes, we'll lost their money. And if they say no, it's like talking to a girl and saying, do you like me? It's not so many words. She says no again, okay. And then go and talk to another girl. And that's how we need to start thinking, because that's the kind of attention span we've got about people that might not get it.
My name is Henrik Lindau, and I work for Sony Ericsson.
Well,
the most interesting part is that everyone is still so focused on Apple and the App Store.
Yeah, Brian.
And everyone keeps talking about it, and I think you should be considering Android.
My name is Paul. I work for Tapjoint. So I felt the main theme from the day was
to go premium.
I think most app developers were recommended.
My name is Andre. My last name is rather difficult to be pronounced in Great Britain. Kachaturov. I'm from IJIT Media. I'm from IJIT Media, which is a world-leading social games publisher.
The best impression to me was that we've got very good Wi-Fi over there. And I could check my email first time in the last 3 days. That was really great for me. But
Liam Patton is a legend. Okay, this is our sixth year we're here. And every time it's improving, that's why we come back again. The impression is that there is real people behind the panel and real people presenting about real stuff from the industry, so we really like it a lot.
I have to admit, Ashton did a very good job being very fair and very frank about the ups and downs and bits and downs and how tough the industry is and can be. I mean, they've had very good success in some apps and not other so good success in some games. I mean, it's a very, very hard industry to be in. And I think Will did a very, very good job.
Matt Neal, Sony Ericsson. I think really the quality of talent really in the mobile gaming industry really in terms of, you know, developers, you know, really great ideas. And I think in terms of the opportunity, I think I think really, I think gaming's kind of going to that point of almost kind of booming again, and I think it's kind of, you kind of really get that feel, especially here today, you know, say really it's about the kind of the right talent, you've got the right content, the right people. So I think it's an exciting time, I think, for the industry.
Mills Monster. I think there's too many people out there who are looking to make money, and that's not the way to go. I think you've got to, you know, you got to make a decent product. There's too many ad guys out there. I mean, fucking hell, I'm surrounded by them on every second I could. I'm glad a lot of the operators weren't out there because they don't exist anymore. So.
Did you also get annoyed by the fact that everyone kept saying monetize?
Yeah, I mean, fuck, I'm not about monetizing. You know, I'm about creating something good.
My name is Greg Robinson. My company is Connect Media. My main impression of the first day of the MGS is a renewed vibrancy on mobile. I think this year the MGS incorporates a lot more.
The
independent developers, the iPhone developers, the Android developers, I think it's shaking the world up a bit.